This is the Valley Heights Girls Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now for the final time here of the season is Jordan Brockstrom, head coach of the Mustang Girls. And coach, three more wins for your girls. You're now 16-1 on the year. Last Friday, a really good win over Onega, 54-29. Follow that up on Monday with a 57-38 victory on the road at Washington County. Then Tuesday night, a 60-30 win over Blue Valley. So your girls are really rolling right now. What have been your thoughts on these last three wins?
It's kind of been a blur. It's happening fast. You know, the end of the season is wrapping up quickly, and having a game Friday, Monday, Tuesday, and then you turn your attention right to the next game. So sometimes it's hard to reflect on those. But, you know, in those games, we're obviously happy to get the win in them. I do think Onega played really tough, and they're playing good right now. And then in the Washington County game, they're the same way. They're a dangerous team, and we were able to win on them home court. And then Tuesday, Blue Valley, they played us really salty the first half as well, and our shooting's been a little off lately, so I'm hoping that we can kind of get that figured out and get dialed in going into sub-state. But I've been pleased with the last three games, and, you know, things happen so fast right now that it's hard to even kind of, you know, hold on and process everything at times. But we do just kind of try to think next man up and keep the goals in mind one game at a time, keep moving forward.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at things right now, obviously you're rolling right now in the year with a 16-1 record, and you get the number one seed in your home sub-state. You've got another game tonight against Rossville. I mean, so how do you approach tonight's game against Rossville? As you, again, it doesn't really mean much towards seedings or anything like that, so how do you approach it?
Well, it's kind of interesting, you know. Part of me has already turned my focus towards sub-state, but at the same time, the competitive venue and the competitive nature of our girls is we want to go out and win this game if we can, and they're a good team and playing a tough league, and I think they've got some young girls that are pretty talented, and they've got a lot of size, and from what I've seen, they play extremely physical, and they full court press the whole game, so they're going to show us some things that we do need to see going into sub-state that maybe we haven't seen, you know, from league schools. You get kind of a feel for league schools and get an idea of what they have, so this is a out-of-league game that's going to bring a different look than what we know, and I think that's a good thing for us to learn from.
Yeah, is this kind of the perfect game heading into sub-state just for as far as kind of maybe a tune-up for sub-state as far as an opponent you're not used to normally seeing?
Yeah, it does feel that way. It does feel kind of like a sub-state game for some reason, just because I think we know the seedings, we know it's out, we know, you know, other schools are going to be starting their sub-states, so it does kind of have that feel to it. But in some ways, from a coaching perspective, we can do some things that we haven't done a whole lot this year to kind of work on some things in this game. So it can be a game we play around with a little bit and give some different looks and fine-tune some other things that we haven't been able to in practices because we've been so limited there this year. And yeah, we can have some fun with this game in different ways, but still, ultimately, we want to be competitive and try to win it.
Yeah, and ultimately, as you mentioned, you know, the number one overall seed in sub-state, you'll have Republic County in the opening round on Tuesday night on your home floor at 7 o'clock. When you look at sub-state as a whole and beginning with Republic County, just what are your thoughts and how do you feel the sub-state kind of shook out for your girls?
Well, I do like where we're sitting, and you know, especially since we're hosting it. I think that was really excited to see that we got to host sub-state this year. We did a couple years ago, and we're actually surprised to see that we'd get it again, but that's just kind of the way it goes. But we saw Republic County earlier this year. We played them at the beginning of the year, but it was a long time ago, and a lot can change. And basketball is a funny sport, so because anything can happen on any given night. So we really do try to kind of approach every team the same way. We don't look too much at their records. We just try to focus on what we need to do and be as competitively intense as possible. So we're in the right mindset to take care of business each night, and we're going to approach sub-state in the same way.
Well, Coach, we look forward to seeing what your girls can accomplish here down the stretch and throughout the postseason. But thank you so much for all the time that you have taken out this year and joining us. I really do appreciate it. But good luck, and we'll talk to you here soon.
Yeah, thank you, Johnny. And thank you so much for all the coverage of our area. Kids appreciate it, and this coaches do as well.
Of course, Coach. Thank you again. Again, that's Jordan Brockstrom, head coach of the Valley Heights Girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.